and schools across the UK, thanks to Viking.
Find out more and nominate a teacher at classicfm.com.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, Benjamin Netanyahu has claimed Israel has eliminated senior Hamas leader Mohamed Sinwar. It's believed he was targeted during a strike on a hospital in southern Gaza in which 28 people were killed. The IDF hasn't been able to confirm his death. Jotam Confino is the Telegraph's reporter in Jerusalem.
We also don't have any confirmation from Hamas, which usually takes quite a while. So when you have Netanyahu saying that Sinwar has been killed, but you don't have a confirmation from the IDF or from Hamas, I would take it with a grain of salt.
Gaza's health ministry says one person has been killed after forces opened fire on Palestinians at an aid distribution site yesterday. It's not yet known if the death was caused by Israeli forces, but they have admitted firing warning shots. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz has promised to help Ukraine develop its own long-range missile systems that will be free of any Western-imposed limitations on their range and target options. Missiles supplied by NATO countries have restrictions from fears of them hitting Russia and escalating the conflict, but Germany is offering to help Kyiv supply its own. Russia, meanwhile, says it's offered Ukraine a date and venue for more peace talks in the coming days. Police have been given extra time to hold a 53-year-old man suspected of driving his car into a crowd at Liverpool's Premier League title parade on Monday. 79 people were hurt, 7 remain in hospital. A paedophile French surgeon who sexually abused hundreds of children has been jailed for 20 years. 74-year-old Joel Leskwanek carried out his crimes in more than a dozen hospitals between 1989 and 2014. A farmhouse on the estate of the former family home of Diana, Princess of Wales, has been burned down by vandals, according to her brother. Earl Spencer says the home on the Althorp estate in West Northamptonshire was unoccupied at the time. And Britain's Emma Raducanu is out of the French Tennis Open in the second round. She lost to world number 5, Iga Świątek. And the weather, cloud and rain moving in from the west tonight with a low of 8. It's a murky start tomorrow, but gradually becoming brighter. And a high of 22. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Good evening, Margarita Taylor, taking you into the evening with a moment of music on the way for my classical star in the spotlight, Anna Lapwood, to come. But first, Pachelbel's Canon.
Margarita Taylor
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Love's Dream After the Ball, the music of Jabulka played by the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Richard Bonning. And we heard before the City of London Symphonia with Pachelbel's Canon on Classic FM, where it's a pleasure next to share a recording from my classical star in the spotlight this week, the brilliant Anna Lapwood, who at the age of 21 became the youngest person in history to hold the director of music position at an Oxbridge college when she became director of music at Pembroke College, Cambridge. She is also made history by becoming the first official organist of the Royal Albert Hall. And you may have caught her series recently on Classic FM, the Royal Albert Hall of Fame, over the Easter weekend when we were celebrating Classic FM's Hall of Fame. She's got a new album, Fired Up. It's released on Friday. Looking forward to bringing you more of that right the way throughout the week. For now, though, from the sound of Pride and Prejudice, we hear Dario Marianelli's work Dawn, and it's Anna Lapwood performing. The sound of Dawn from Dario Marianelli, performed by my classical star in the spotlight this week, Anna Lapwood. This is Classic FM and Beethoven's Coriolan Overture. Thank you.
This is Classic FM.
Ensemble 415 with the finale of Vivaldi's Concerto for Four Violins in F, and the work before the Coriolan Overture from Beethoven played by the German Chamber Philharmonic Orchestra with Daniel Harding conducting. Now, a new show coming to your radio this coming weekend on Classic FM. You can enjoy the latest series from Debbie Wiseman. It's a special programme as she celebrates some of the incredible people she's worked with across her career or written musical themes for the likes of Sir Stephen Fry, Dame Maureen Lipman, some incredible voices coming to your radio, or if you've got us on the app on Global Player, or you've asked your smart speaker to play Classic FM. The show will be there Friday evening at 9, and Debbie Wiseman's first guest, Sheila Hancock, this Friday at 9 p.m. on Classic FM. The book. Alessio Allegrini and the Orchestra Mozart with Mozart's Horn Concerto No. 2. We have the third movement for you on Classic FM, conducted by Claudio Obado. Now, there's an invitation to Downton on the way in just a moment. First, though, for the journey home, Tim's got all the latest on the traffic and travel next.
Classic FM.
Hillary's mid-season sale just got even better. Get up to 40% off hundreds of made-to-measure styles. Plus, get an extra 10% off absolutely everything. That's 10% off all blinds, curtains and shutters. And an extra 10% off our new range of awnings and pergolas, with measuring and fitting always included. Book your free in-home appointment today. Visit hillarys.co.uk. Hurry, Hillary's extra 10% off everything must end 2nd of June. Conditions apply.
Classic FM Travel.
In Kent, there are severe delays on the M2 westbound to Junction 2 because of emergency bridge repairs. Only one lane is open on the main carriageway. The exit slip road is also closed. In Hampshire, there are queues on the M27 eastbound from Junction 11 for Gosport to Junction 12 for Portsmouth. That's down to an earlier accident. In Carmarthenshire, one lane is closed on the M4 eastbound after Junction 49 for Pont Abraham roundabout. Queues stretch back to the A48 eastbound. In Greater Manchester, there are queues on the M56 eastbound from Junction 6 for the Hale Four Seasons roundabout to Junction 5 for Manchester Airport. A broken down car responsible for that. And trains on Great Western Railway, there are cancellations between London Paddington and Reading. That's due to overhead line problems.
Classic FM.
John Lund's theme from Downton Abbey, the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by James Fitzpatrick. This is Classic FM, and we celebrated earlier my classical star in the spotlight this week, Anna Lapwood. Well, the organ back in the spotlight in just a moment, thanks to the music of Vidor.
Classic FM.
If you love your engine, treat it right with Esso Fuels. You see, Esso Fuels help give your engine that tender loving it deserves. And your engine will love you right back with more of those sweet, sweet miles from every tank. And now get double nectar points on Supreme Plus Fuels. It pays to care for your engine with Esso Fuels. That's right, baby. Choosing fuels you can use less of. That's thoughtful driving. See esso.co.uk for more details.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. My claim group is working hard to help. So, even if you've forgotten your details, make sure you check. Text CLAIM to 86688. My claim group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
This is your business. This is your business supercharged with the help of Xero Accounting Software. These are your numbers. These are your numbers sorted with the help of Xero Accounting Software. This is you.
Hi.
This is you taking business where you want with the help of Xero Accounting Software.
Hello, world.
This is your business supercharged with the help of Xero and having your numbers sorted all at the same time so you can finally focus on taking business where you want to. Supercharge your business today with the help of Xero.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella!
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
The British Red Cross is here to welcome people fleeing the conflict in Ukraine.
We're here to help people to safety when storms hit.
We're here to show anyone struggling that someone cares.
Hiya, that's a huge help.
We're here for humanity. With your support, the Red Cross has helped millions of people in the UK and 190 other countries. Search British Red Cross to support us. Together, we are the world's emergency responders.
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity. We actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power.
Households who reduce their weekday peak electricity usage by 50% can earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
When you sail on a Saga cruise, you really can relax, because so much is included. A choice of speciality restaurants? Included. A balcony with every cabin? Included. Wonderfully attentive staff? Included. Spotting a whale out at sea? Included. Realising the whale is actually just a wave? Included. Search Saga Boutique Cruises 2026 season on sale now. Experience is everything. T's and C's apply, over 50s only.
You could be a lotto millionaire like Terry. Get your ticket for tonight's draw. The National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Tomorrow morning, you could wake up like this.
Traffic jam, honking horn, train delays, doom and gloom.
Or you could wake up like this. Classic FM Breakfast with Dan Walker. Great music when you need it most.
Yes, good vibes only. Waking you up to some of the most beautiful music around.
Listen tomorrow morning from 6:30. Ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Hungarian dance from Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake. The performance there from the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, Vasily Petrenko conducting. And before, Vidor's Organ Symphony. That's Organ Symphony number 5, the fifth movement from it on Classic FM, performed by William McVicar. Lovely to be with you and bring you the music that takes us towards the most chilled out moment in the day, a relaxing evening of music ahead. If you're a new listener to Classic FM, every night from 7, Seb Soans joins to bring you the most blissful music just to see you into the evening and allow you to catch your breath in the day. He's starting off with Forest Pavan tonight, just after the news at 7. To take us a little closer to that, from Joseph Haydn, the third movement of his Cello Concerto, number 1.
Thank you.
Christian Pere, La Marca on Classic FM and Le Concert de la Loge with Joseph Haydn's Cello Concerto No. 1 playing us that rather fabulous finale, which takes us into the most blissful evening of calm. At 10 tonight, Ritala Shah is here with Calm Classics for you to ensure a blissful night of sleep. But on the way next, just to help you with that wind down from the day, Zeb Soans and a relaxing evening of music to come. We'll hear from Delius La Calinda on the way after Forest Pavan next this evening here on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Sail through the heart of historic cities and unforgettable scenery with Viking. Unpack once and get closer to iconic landmarks, local life, and cultural treasures. Because when you experience Europe on a Viking longship, you'll spend less time getting there and more time being there. Learn more at Viking.com. Viking. Exploring the world in comfort.
I've had a few. Jimmy was my first. He was gorgeous and gave me so much space. Then there was Lorenzo. He was exciting, but also reliable. Elvis is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
How likely is she to, you know, have another heart attack?
Can I still go to the gym after heart surgery?
Is my mum still my mum if she has a new heart?
When it comes to heart health, no question is too big or small. That's why British Heart Foundation have dedicated cardiac nurses you can speak to by phone, email, or online chat.
Hi, this is Chloe from British Heart Foundation. How can I help?
Search BHF Cardiac Nurses.
If you bought a home on a holiday park in the UK, what you thought you were getting may not be what you ended up with. From unexpected site fee increases, running costs, a huge depreciation in value, many owners feel they've been missold. If you think this might be you, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive the compensation you're entitled to. Text ADVICE to 78900 to find out more. That's ADVICE to 78900.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Try Classic FM Romance and meet someone who shares your values, interests and love of music. Sign up today and get a week's subscription for free at classicfmromance.com.
31 years ago, the World Wide Web was introduced. The National Lottery launched. And Darwood and Tanner began making people smile. And whilst things have changed a lot since then, Darwood and Tanner's mission to provide the very best dental care through the very latest technology is still at the heart of everything they do. For our most comprehensive, tailored and complete dental implant, root canal and gum disease treatments, visit darwoodandtanner.co.uk.
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity. We actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power. Households who reduce their weekday peak electricity usage by 50% can earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 7 o'clock, the Israeli Prime Minister says they have eliminated senior Hamas leader Mohammed Sinwar, but Israeli forces have not been able to confirm his death. It's believed he was killed in a strike on a hospital in southern Gaza earlier this month, in which 28 people were killed. Meanwhile, the Palestinian Health Ministry says one person died after forces opened fire on crowds at an aid distribution site yesterday. Palestinian ambassador to the UN, Riyad Mansour, has been giving evidence to the Security Council.
I have grandchildren. I know what they mean to their families. And to see the situation of the Palestinians without us having hearts to do something is beyond the ability of any normal human being to tolerate.
Israel's ambassador, Danny Dallon, has insisted Israel is ensuring aid gets into Gaza. Russia says it's offered Ukraine a date and place for negotiations on a peace settlement. Kyiv is currently in talks with Germany over developing its own long-range missiles, which would be free of range and target restrictions. UK prosecutors have confirmed for the first time they've authorised charges of rape and human trafficking against Andrew Tate. The influencer and his brother Tristan are accused of 21 offences. They still face trial in Romania and have previously denied all the allegations against them. A victim of Monday's Liverpool parade collision says he felt like he was in hell as police get more time to question a 53-year-old suspect. Daniel Eveson was hit himself and his partner went under the vehicle's wheels and is one of seven people still in hospital.
I feel a lot of emotions right now. Upset,